Listening to the Hour of the Time, I'm William Cooper. Good evening, folks. I want to warn you right off the bat that I'm expecting a guest sometime during the broadcast or right after the broadcast, and if the guest arrives during the broadcast and I hear Crusher start to bark, I'm just going to put on some music and go get them and make sure that they come in the house and are comfortable, and then I'll come back and finish the rest of the broadcast. I, may not come during the broadcast, but I don't want them standing outside until I'm finished. So just want to give you a fair warning. If you just hear me go to music right away and just hang loose, I'll be back. I don't want someone who's been driving all day long sitting out in the car waiting for me for an hour if they should drive up during the broadcast. So now you know about that. I'm looking forward to this visit. Haven't seen this person in a long, long time. A very, very good friend. Very intelligent. I'm looking forward to some long, in-depth, very, very good conversations. It's hard for me to find people who can do that with me. Who can argue points without getting angry on all this other baloney crap. So anyway, that's that. All those of you who ordered Corey Dallin, it's on the way to you right now. The order came in and went out. It's on the way to you right now, except for one person who, they got one order screwed up. And sent me a special formula for some woman that I never heard of. And so I've notified them that they screwed that up, and they're sending the proper order to me. And as soon as that gets here, then I'll get that one on its way. Now, from now on, you have to order your stuff from the Mandarin Herbs website. And when you order from that website, expect to receive whatever you ordered within about 3 weeks. Within about 3 weeks from the time you order it. So, if you start to run out of something, make sure you order 3 weeks before you're going to be out of it. And you'll get a dosage guide with every bottle that you get. And all you do is just compute that out from how many tablets you have and make sure you order a replacement 3 weeks before you actually need it. Okay? And we've got everything geared, so it's going to work very smoothly. You know, when you mail your letter, 3 weeks from when you mail your letter or make your order on the website, you should get it. Also, for those of you who don't like to use a credit card on the internet, the Hot Shop and Mandarin Herbs only, we will have a fax number where you can fax your order. Okay? You can fax your credit card order to a special fax number that we have, and we'll have that up probably within the next 2 or 3 days. So, that's the name of that tune. This is Sugar Bear.
If you want a lover, I'll do anything you ask me to.
Singing all the female dogs in town.
If you want another kind of love, I'll wear my leather mask for you. If you want a partner, take my hand. Or if you wanna strike me down in anger, here I stand. I'm your man. If you wanna box,
Sugar Bear, you're shameless. You see, they didn't do what I wanted them to do. They didn't shave his hair down to about a half an inch or an inch. I guess they just didn't understand. This dog comes from a cold country, and he doesn't like heat in the summer with a lot of fur. What they did is they beautified him. They made him beautiful. Yeah, they thinned his coat out. So, unless we get some real hot days, he should be okay. But he looks beautiful. He looks like a show dog, is what he looks like. And boy, is he proud. Not embarrassed at all. He's strutting his stuff out there. I closed down the broadcast last night and went out to see if he was back. And he was back strutting like a king. He was so proud of himself, he couldn't hardly stand it. And I was amazed. I didn't stand there and scratch my head and wonder if that was really Sugar Bear or they'd switch dogs on me. So sing your little heart out, Sugar Bear.
Howl at your beauty like a dog in heat, and I'd claw your heart, and I'd tear at your cheek, I'd say, please.
Enough of that little humorous bit there. Yeah, you would be amazed too if you could see old Sugar Bear in all his glory right now. What an incredibly beautiful dog. I had forgotten how really beautiful he can be. He's a Kiesund. And they're Dutch barge dogs is what they are. They're from Holland. And they love the cold and the snow and the rain and the, you know, water. You get Sugar Bear near water, he's in it. There's nothing you can do to stop him from getting in water. When we moved to Arizona from California, crossing the desert, the temperature was about 115 degrees. Sugar Bear was a little puppy. Pooh had just been born. And Sugar Bear was riding with me, and I had this big bowl of water on the floor in case he got thirsty, because I knew it was going to be hot across the desert. And he just crawled right in it, and all you could see was the little end of his nose sticking out of the water, and that's where he stayed all the way across the desert in that 115-degree heat. In fact, he stayed in that water. I had a flat. I had to stop and change the flat, and he didn't even move. I got worried about him and had to prod him a little bit to make sure he was still alive, hadn't drowned in there. What a dog. So he is very happy. I haven't seen him this happy in a long time. He's very proud of himself. Really showing off. Have you heard the news? It seems that Clinton is determined not only to destroy our military forces, not only to disarm ourselves, but now he wants to give our anti-missile defense away. Yep, he's going to share it with a whole bunch of other countries, which means everybody in the world is going to have that technology, including Communist China and Russia and anybody else that wants it. Probably even old Castro can get his hands on it if he wants some of it. When does this traitor, this lying communist Marxist traitorous, well, I guess traitor is about the worst that you can ever call anybody, isn't it? When is he going to stop? I don't think he is. I think he's going to keep on doing this crap right up to the end. Right up to the end. And, you know, just like he sicked the whole government on me, he's sicked the whole government on Ms. Broderick, the woman who has brought charges against him for raping her. He has now sicked the IRS and the other government agencies on her. She's now under investigation and being audited and everything else that you can think of. If it gets too tough, Ms. Broderick, you just get yourself a gun and up on this hill with me than anybody else that they decide to persecute. If it gets too tough and you think your life's in danger, just grab your gun and get yourself up here with me. And if they want to start a war, hell, this is as good a place as any, because there's going to be one to start sooner or later. Might as well start here. Just might as well start whenever they feel froggy. I don't care. I don't care anymore. I really don't. In fact, I wish the war would start just so we could get it over with. Isn't that something? Can you believe that he wants to give away our anti-missile defense system that we have just within the last couple of years decided to build? Now Clinton's going to give it away. He's going to give it away. All the technology and everything. You see, when he does that, he's ensuring that it can be circumvented. That's why these things have to be kept secret. Nothing is ever perfect. So any foreign government that would want to nuke the United States of America, if they had all of the secrets of our anti-missile defense system, they could find its weakness and exploit that. They could also find how to overcome it through, who knows? Through electronic countermeasures, through jamming, through decoys, I don't know. But if they had the blueprint, they could figure out how to do it. And that's why Clinton is giving it away. See, Clinton's done everything that he could possibly do during his 8 years in office to destroy this country, to destroy our military, to destroy our defenses. He's destroyed the morale of the military. He's taken their equipment away from them. He's downsized them. You think we could fight a war with Red China if we had to? I'm telling you right now, no way. Can't be done. Can't be done today. And any honest military officer will tell you that. It's true, folks. If you know some, ask them. They'll tell you. We've never been this weak in our history. Except maybe the time immediately preceding World War I. That's about it. And since there were no atomic weapons then, and since no other nation in the whole world had the means to get an army here to invade us, it didn't matter shortly before World War I. It didn't make any difference that we were at a weak point. Who was going to invade us? Canada? I don't think so. Mexico? I don't think so. Mexico's invading us now, though. They finally figured out what's going on. I think they intend to flood the southwestern states and California with illegal Mexican immigrants and take those states back by occupation. They won't have to fight a war. You know, and believe me, if you think this sounds far-fetched, think about it. Watch what's happening and think about it. And then study the speeches of the last two or three Mexican presidents and prominent Mexican politicians, and you'll see that they more or less told us that's exactly what they're going to do. Amazing, isn't it? And Clinton's helping them. He's helping them. All Democrats are helping them. As a matter of fact, Democrats want illegal immigrants to come into this country because then they need help. Of course, who's going to help them? The Socialist Party, the Democrat Party. And going to put them on the dole, take care of them, change their diapers, powder their butt, you know, give them a job, let their children go to our schools that, you know, we pay for. And guess what? Guess who they vote for when they vote? Legally or otherwise, they vote. and they vote Democrat. They vote Marxist. They vote socialist. Isn't it funny? They try to get away from their country so that they can have a chance to be free and have an opportunity to better themselves. And then what do? They support exactly the political philosophy that will not allow them to do it. How about that? Well, I got to play some music because I hear old Crusher out there just going crazy. So, I shall return. Person that I'm expecting or not, so they'll be back if it was. Well, let's open the phones at 520-333-4578, and what do you think about Clinton giving away our anti-missile defense system to the world? He's going to give it away. No doubt about it. 520-333-4578 is the number. What do you think about that? Hello? Anybody care? Probably not. Good evening. You're on the air.
Well, somebody cares.
Well, good.
This is Carmine from Pennsylvania. I got a postcard for you that said patience. I was referring to a CD.
Yeah, patience.
Yeah, it just amazed me with every single passing day what new treachery this man is capable of.
Isn't it incredible?
He finds new ways.
And he has no shame whatsoever.
I tell you, it was a perfect world, and the Russians could be trusted, and the Communist Chinese could be trusted, and the Cubans could be trusted. Okay, maybe what he was doing might be okay, but he knows deep down inside what he's doing is wrong.
Sure he does. He's doing it on purpose. He's trying to create the new world order. He's trying to make sure that we have no defense against what's coming.
I hope that, well, I don't want it to happen, but if it ever comes, I hope they give him the retribution he deserves.
Well,
they eat their young.
Yeah, they do. They do. They sure do. Yep, they do. And
why do you think he's going to go to Haiti and retire in a complex they built down there for him?
Well, I don't know what they think they're going to do, but they plan for the world to ultimately be under communist control, and in the interval between now and then, it's going to be Marxist socialist, and so you know they're in collusion, they're conspiring with the communists of the world to bring this about.
I was going to say something about the Senate bill that got passed about the methamphetamine drug enforcement thing.
Did that get passed by both Both
the Senate.
Okay, be careful what you say. Because
no, I just said by the Senate. It's going to the House now.
Yeah.
And they're changing the bill number around, so I don't know what it's going to be. But the thing is, even when Hatch said, oh, gee, I didn't know that was in there after he voted on it.
Oh, they all knew it was in there. The Justice Department gave it to him to put in there. Janet Reno, the butcher of Waco, the other traitor, she knows it's in there. Yeah, she knows it's in there. They want to, but, you know, even if it's in there, even if Congress passes and they don't know anything about it, the first time it goes before a judge, it's going to get thrown out because it's so blatantly unconstitutional. It's pathetic. You cannot legislate away the Fourth Amendment.
I agree 100%.
Can't do it.
Even a Nazi Gestapo is knocked on your door. They had that courtesy.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Bill, you're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you very much.
Good night.
Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. Yep, they got it through the Senate. Because those senators, what they get is a little synopsis of what they're supposed to vote on. And they go ask the leader of their party if they're supposed to vote on it or not. And they ask their constituents and their, you know, businessmen and stuff like that. And they read this little synopsis. They never read the entire legislation that's coming up to be passed. And so all these senators, you know, pass it. Can you believe that? Pass it. And it contains a portion of the bill that would literally do away with the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Literally. Do away with it. And now it's in the House. So you better make damn sure they don't pass it. 520-333-457. What do you think about Clinton giving away our anti-missile defense system? If you think there's no danger from atomic attack, you better think again. A lot of nations now have atomic weapons that never had them before, including Israel. I don't know if Israel should have atomic weapons or not. It's too volatile there. Too easy for somebody to push a button, start an atomic war. You know? 520-333-4578. What do you think about Clinton giving away our anti-missile defense system? Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi. This reminds me of Ronald Reagan and what he said about his shield that he was going to put up above the United States to protect us from nuclear missiles.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah, Star Wars was the name of it.
Yeah, and he said eventually he was going to give this to any nation who wanted it. I think I remember something about that.
You know, I may be confused. Maybe it's not Star Wars. Star something. I forget the exact name, but you're right. But Congress would never, it was SDI.
Yeah.
Was the name of it. And Congress would never, never funded it. They funded research, but that's as far as it went.
But anyways, I mean, so what's the difference between Clinton and Reagan in the sense of government?
Now Congress is going to fund an anti-missile defense system, and we're going to put it into place, but Clinton is going to give it away to other nations.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Reagan wasn't going to give it away to anybody. He wasn't going to let them know how it was put together or what made it work.
So he was going to offer the use of it? I can't remember exactly what he said. It just it sounded familiar to me. Anyway.
Who, Reagan? No, Reagan was not going to do that.
Well, I guess I had to look it up. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. No, Reagan was not going to give SDI to other nations. No, he was not. A big difference between Reagan and Clinton. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello? Hello?
Are you going to say hello all night, or you got something to say?
Yeah, I didn't know if I was on because I couldn't hear you. You must have a really bad connection. See, just had a guy on there that was talking about that methamphetamine bill.
Yeah.
Okay, the House of Representatives bill that was introduced at is called House of Representatives Bill 486. And the Senate bill, they have it masked under 2987.
Senate bill was passed.
Yes, it was. Now it's going to the House of Representatives.
That's right. So the House bill is the only one that matters. and neither one of those numbers will be what comes up before the House.
Oh, I know that.
It will be the Senate bill as passed by the Senate. It will be given a different number than either one of those two numbers that you just quoted, and so we have to watch out for it.
True. I'm on the lookout. I heard this earlier today on a couple other programs, but I thought that other people might want to be on the lookout to see if they can get information and try to pass it along to us. I just wanted to tell you something, Tim. I've been a fan of yours since 1989.
Oh, great. I don't know what that means, but...
Well, it means that, like, if other people would try to wake up and realize exactly what's going on in this totally corrupt government, maybe we could start the Second Revolution.
Well, not the Second Revolution. Let's start the First Restoration.
That'd be a good idea.
Communists want revolution.
Pardon me?
Communists want revolution. I want a restoration. Although it doesn't make any difference what I want. I probably will never get what I want, but that's what I would rather do, is restore the republic than have a revolution and end up with a communist government, because I guarantee you, the communists are so well organized that a revolution will lead to a communist government.
Yes, I was going to ask you something, too. Have you heard or if you noticed anything on the Internet? Now, I do a lot of surfing on the Internet, and I have picked up quite a few reports about massive amounts of the Soviet tanks and personnel carriers and Chinese personnel carriers and tanks in the United States, some located in Mississippi, some located in California, and some in Michigan. Now, do you know of anything?
Well, without knowing to exactly what you're referring to and having not seen it, I can't comment on it. Here's the way I do things.
Pardon me?
Here's the way I do things.
Okay.
If I were to see something like that on the Internet,
yes,
I would go to the source. I would go right to where they say it's at and see if it's really there.
I have.
And what did you find out?
Well, the things that I found out was they actually had real photographs, and they had also, and they were on, I don't know if I can, I'm going to mention.
But what did you find out?
As far as I can find out, between about at least six or seven sources, it's true.
It's true what?
That the,
what exactly is true? I guarantee you not everything they said is true.
I guarantee
you for one thing that I know for positively sure, that when you find out where these things are and count them, there are not massive amounts, are there?
That's true, because they disperse them out.
How do you know?
Because I'll tell you why.
No, I ask you, how do you know?
Because you can know by just knowing how the government works.
No, you can't. No. No, that's a rumor. That becomes a guess.
It becomes
okay?
A what?
That's just a guess. It means nothing. If they say that there's massive amounts of Russian tanks and communist Chinese tanks at this particular spot, and you go there, and there's 27, that's not massive amounts. And you can't rationalize it away by saying, oh, they must have dispersed them. The initial statement was a lie. Instead of, you see, because whoever posted it knows how many were there. But instead of saying there's 27 of this kind of tank in this spot, they say there's massive amounts to scare people. And from the word go, it's a lie. There never were massive amounts in those places. Never.
Well, let me ask you something. How do you think, besides doing it politically, they're going to take us over when the final day comes? You know it's going to have to be through war.
Not necessarily. There's lots of ways they could do it without ever firing a shot.
Yeah, but you know what?
Most people will do exactly what they're told when they're told and will never resist.
That's true.
There's only a few of us they have to worry about.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think that there's much from where I am in...
You can think whatever you want as long as you say, I think, or I'm guessing at this, or this is my opinion. You can do that all you want to.
That's it. But my opinion is I think that there are many more people out there that are becoming highly distrustful of the government. And I believe myself that when the time comes Americanism will prevail.
Well,
maybe I'm being.
I hope you're right.
An optimist, but I'll tell you what, I see each day, especially when you go to the gas station, the agony in people's faces because they are so resentful and they don't know how to go about, you know, getting rid of everything that's in place right now, which is, like we would know, if you destroy something and you rebuild it, it turns out completely different than what you had first thought that it should be, right?
Usually, yeah.
That's why when you say, or when I say revolution and you say restoration, the thing that I look at is, how can you have restoration? Because regardless of if a country is torn apart with strife and then assembled back together, it could never be what it was first thought to be, though.
Well, you haven't studied communism and communists to the degree that I think you should study.
That I can tell you, that's not true, because I'll tell you why.
Unless you understand how the communists bring about change in another country so that they can gain control.
Oh, I understand that. If
you understood that, you would drop that word revolution from your vocabulary forever.
What would be a nicer way of saying it, then?
Restoration.
Restoration?
Yes.
It does sound rather,
if you want to engage in a revolution, you are going to ensure that communism comes out the winner. If you want to engage in a restoration, you see, words mean something.
Yes, I know that.
Words will take you in a certain direction. Other words will take you in another direction. The communists are geared for revolution. They are geared to take charge of a revolution. They are geared to steer a revolution so that they come out the victors. You're not. I'm not either. Neither is any patriot group in this country. We can handle a restoration. We can talk restoration. We can make restoration a reality. A revolution is completely beyond our control. Completely beyond our control. We have no infrastructure. We have no plan of what a new government is going to be at the end of a revolution. We have no command structure, nothing. If we want to perform a restoration, it's all there for us already.
Good point.
Very good point. I hope so.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. I really do. You're very eloquent with your words, but let's put it this way: I'm more blunt.
I can be blunt too.
Oh, I know you.
I'm
can.
I'm sure you heard that.
Trust me, I know. I have read your book. One thing I would like to ask you before I leave: do you think we're going to get into a nuclear exchange with China?
I certainly hope not. But if the communists can't see any other way to defeat this country in order to bring about their world government, they won't hesitate to do it. They'll do it.
Can I tell you something that I read a long time ago? I have a book which I purchased in the early 80s called Goals for Mankind by the Club of Rome.
Mm-hmm. I have it.
And and this is even leaning more towards it. I mean, this is 20 years ago almost. And they said in that book, in so many words, that China was the preferred governmental system that the world governmental structure wants, because they like the way that they control their citizens.
That's true. If you're going to have a despotic rulership or a despotic government, you'd better be able to control the people that you're ruling. And the Chinese have done it better than anybody.
But I would think that they would almost have to wipe out the Americans to achieve world domination on a communistic scale.
For sure, they're going to have to get our guns.
They ain't got to do that.
Nope, they're not.
I'm a staunch gun advocate, and I'll tell you what, the things that just sicken me every day is when I hear the news people saying that 13 children are killed a day.
It's a lie.
Oh, it's a total lie.
It's a lie.
The entire amount of all the children, including all the people that were killed at Columbine during that year, was only 138.
Yeah. It's a lie. They're liars.
Yes.
That's why the media, reporters, journalists, they're scum.
Yep.
They're just puppet tools of their Marxist communist masters. They have no credibility whatsoever. Anybody who even watches the news on any establishment television or listens to it on any establishment radio or reads any establishment newspaper is a fool. We all know that they do nothing but lie to us. Why would you go buy one of their papers and read their lies?
That's true.
You scratch your head and say, they're lying. You knew it before you picked it up. So why even pick it up? Why put money in their pocket? Why tune to the news and listen to Dan Rather Not and Ted Copulate and all the other communists lie to you every night? Why even do it?
Well, I don't. I listen to, I obviously am talking to you because I listen to shortwave every day. And the one thing that I was going to say
that
is...
That doesn't guarantee you'll hear the truth either.
No,
especially if you're
too.
Listening to Alex Jones and a few of those other...
There's a lot of hypocrites out there.
And rumor mongers, too.
Yeah. One thing I was going to say, though, is that the... remember Johnny Stewart that did the first... thing. I believe he was from Waco, Texas, that had that giant graph a long time ago about why a bankrupt America, and he went through and he named all the CEOs and all the news media and all this other stuff that are part of the Trilateral Commission and everything.
Guess where he got it?
Pardon me?
Guess where he got it?
I don't know.
Out of my book.
Huh?
Out of my book.
Oh, no. No.
You mean it was before my book was published?
Yeah, it was before your book was published.
It was in, then it had to be in what? What year?
Oh, God. 80.
Okay.
3 or 5, I think.
Okay, because not too many people knew anything about that.
Yeah, well, I've been...
There was one man, his name was Freeman, and he compiled all that information and sent it to very few people. I was one of them and published it in my book, and...
If you want me to, I'll send you... I got the original sheet. If I have one of the... I might have two of them. If I do, I'd be happy to send this to you.
Great. I would appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, I'm going to let you go and let your other callers talk, but I'll tell you what, I really appreciate the time that you spent with me and keep doing your great work.
Well, thank you.
You bet.
Take care now. Thank you for calling. Spend time with you because you were polite, you were interesting, and you were intelligent. And you knew how to put forth your argument. You also know when to stop supporting an insupportable point. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Bill. Going back to your original question, what do I think of Clinton giving away technology?
Yeah.
Well, that's just another in a long string of...
yeah, it's not just this, is it?
Things that he's done. He's very, very consistent. Even overseas people in Europe and things like that can tell that he's lying.
Let me tell you something. There is no people on the face of this earth dumber than the American people. You can go to any foreign country, anywhere in the world, and they'll tell you that they think Americans are the dumbest people on the face of this earth because we just blindly believe what the people in Washington, D.C. tell us and don't have the slightest clue what the truth is or what's really happening in the rest of the world.
Exactly. And then he goes on TV and then, you know, accuses all these other countries. And then I saw some, particularly over in the Balkans, and then I saw some footage from over there. And every little shack, every little house, they all have a satellite dish. And they're all watching the Sky News and CNN and everything.
They're not stupid.
You know?
If you want to find out who's stupid, you start putting Americans up in debates with people from foreign countries, and you'll quickly find out who the people are who have allowed themselves to deteriorate into ignorance and stupidity. And it is the vast herd of American sheeple.
Yeah,
unfortunately, I hate to say that. In fact, when I first discovered that it was true, that was one of the biggest hurts that I've ever experienced. I just absolutely refused to believe it for a while. I just practiced the denial and shut it off until one day I had to admit it because it's the truth. It's the truth.
Yeah, that's definitely true. And it, as far as being a danger goes, I think that hopefully not, but certain circles that have our time is numbered, our candle is burning down or whatever. Like if you go to like... Some of the Russian website, then you take a look at some of their technology, and then the latest military toys that they have. Now, you don't know if all their claims that they're making are absolutely true either, but if half of the stuff that they say is, it's really, they claim to have things that we don't have any equivalent to here in the West.
Like what?
They have a missile that they can a missile that they can fire at Navy vessels that can beat out our anti-missile protective system. I forget the name of it.
How do we know that's true?
Oh no, we don't know. But I'm saying they're making a lot of claims.
Yeah, well, you have to understand that that's the job of counterintelligence agencies, is to make those claims to confuse the enemy and to make sure that they really don't know what they're dealing with.
Oh yeah, of course. My point was that we're not the only ones out there that anymore with that know how to harness technology. We never were. Oh, I know that, but I think a lot of people...
In fact, if you want to know the truth, most of the technology that we have today came from the Germans.
Yes, definitely.
Came from the Germans.
Yeah.
Including the atomic bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Who thought that up? German scientists.
Yeah, that's true. Well, thanks a lot, Bill.
Thank you for calling. 520-333-4578. That just drives sheeple up the wall. They don't like to hear that, but it's true. Just look at history. It's amazing that we defeated Germany with all the technology that they had. They weren't using it properly. And sometimes they didn't even know what their scientists were working on. What we came out of World War II with built the modern world. And it was all German. It was all German. And the reason it was all German is because no other country in the world had the kind of scientific funding and programs and supported scientists like the Germans did. I mean, we could have done it if we'd have had that kind of support from the government for scientific research. But we didn't. Nobody even thought that it was needed. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. All the people that talk about the Soviet equipment they see in this country for the past 10 years or so, in 1991, in March, my unit was withdrawn from Kuwait City to Manifa Bay in Saudi Arabia. We were given orders to retrograde back to our respective bases in the United States. We used maritime pre-positioning ships. We only took back one-third of the equipment we took there. The other two-thirds was loaded with captured Soviet equipment. That's my experience, and it helps a lot of people with all these things that they see, you know, and talk about all the time.
Well, some of these people are adrenaline freaks. They love to be scared to death. They like to listen to people like Alex Jones, who tells them they're going to be nuked in 5 minutes, and that the... that there's 500,000 Russian soldiers in this country, and there's massive amounts of Soviet equipment and arms ready to take over the country. And so, you know, they're all listening to what you say, but it's not going to stop for 1 minute all these rumors and bullshit that's flying around, because they like it.
When I go to these gun shows and I see the videos and stuff, and I relate that same experience, you should see how mad the...
They don't want you to expose their bullshit, because then they can't sell those videotapes.
Well, that's why I basically listen to just you, and I mean, over the years, the cream always comes to the top, if you know what I mean.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too, and thanks for calling. Yeah, the truth is, folks, is, and I've told you this a million times, 99% of everything that you hear or see or that comes across your fax machine or is handed to you by your neighbor or is whispered from ear to ear in the so-called patriot community is bullshit. It's a lie. It's rumor. It's crap. It won't stand up under even the slightest investigation. And if you would just make one phone call, usually that's all it takes to throw it up, wad it up, and throw it in the trash can. But you won't even make a phone call to see if it's true. And I don't mean a phone call to Alex Jones or to Mom, the militia of Montana, or to Mark Kornke. I'm talking, go to the source. If they tell you there's 5,000 Soviet tanks in Gulfport, Mississippi, start calling people in Gulfport, Mississippi until you get somebody who can give you an answer and find out what the truth is. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening. This is Jim H. from Ohio. A few weeks ago, you were talking about the Great Lakes. There was a bit of confusion about it. I was inclined to mention a 46-page publication, joint venture from EPA, that is Environmental Pollution, Environmental Protection Agency of the United States, and the Government of Canada. And I wanted to have your address, and I'll send that to you, the information to acquire it.
Okay. It's 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940. Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona,
okay.
85925.
Okay, this 46-page publication talks extensively in terms of statistics about the Great Lakes Basin and the drainage. And when we have so much theoretical material and opinions and even New Agers talking about earth changes, it's nice to go back to something like the scientific data compiled by the United States Geological Service, USGS, and to have a few people understand what they've paid for in terms of their taxes and their loyalty to the government. The USGS does the best surveying of the country of any agency probably on the face of the earth, except for some of the satellite technology that we have now, and even that's used by USGS. The publication I'm mentioning is out of Chicago, so you'll recognize that when I send the information. And they're also touting it as being available on the email availability, so you might even want to post it on a website, but I'll be happy to send it to you, Bill.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah, that's another thing. That's another one of my pet peeves, this New Age movement, Earth Changes crap. There's one thing I can guarantee you, folks. Everything is always in a state of flux and change, including the Earth. And there's always going to be earthquakes and tsunamis and floods and hurricanes and tornadoes and typhoons and, you know? But not one single person on this Earth, I don't care who it is, I don't care where they live, can predict any of that. Nobody. Nobody. And it's funny, even the New Agers don't seem to really believe it. If they did, they'd all be moving from where they live now, but they don't. So even they know it's a big joke. I don't know why they like to play these games. It's like a bunch of children in the backyard. Let's play Earth Changes. And then later in the evening, let's play Goddess. Let's play the Soviet Union has millions and millions of tanks in the United States and 500,000 to a million soldiers, and they're going to invade us. Let's, hey, Chihuahua. 520-333-457. A lot of people playing a lot of stupid child games, and they're supposed to be adults. You know, if psychology had any validity, they could really have a lot of fun with all of this. Unfortunately, psychology is not a science. It has no validity whatsoever. It's a brainwashing organization that slowly but surely is convincing everybody that everybody else is crazy. Do you ever see their latest publications now? According to them, there is nobody who's normal. Literally, nobody is normal. Everybody has a psychosis and needs to be treated. And, of course, that's a communist doctrine. And that's one of the ways that the Soviet Union controlled the population. That if you did not kowtow to the accepted politically correct dictates of Moscow, then you were suffering from a mental disease, and the next thing you know, somebody would come and carry you away to a mental institution where you would spend several years being drugged and hypnotized and brainwashed and everything else, and then when you came home, you would be a good little Soviet citizen. Stay away from psychologists. They are part of the problem. 520-333-4578 is the number. What do you think about this traitor in the White House giving away our anti-missile defense shield? 520-333-4578. A surge of anger just went through me because I'm just really sick of the stupidity in this country. All of you dumb, stupid jerks, listen to me right now. I've told you this before. You're not listening. Now listen to me very carefully. Nobody on the face of this earth needs to invade us. They don't need to bring in millions of Soviet tanks or Soviet soldiers or communist Chinese or anybody else. And there's no army sitting across the Canadian border or the Mexican border waiting to invade the United States. It's bullshit. You're full of crap, all of you. You don't have any brains between your ears, and you just make me so angry I could spit. What is wrong with you? We are being destroyed from inside, from within. And the Founding Fathers told us that's the only way it could ever be accomplished. When are you going to wake up to the fact that it will be treason that takes this nation down, not invasion by some foreign army? They can't even get anybody over here in any large amount of numbers to be able to even do the job, you stupid jerks. Who in hell sucked out all your brains? What's the matter with you? Don't you know that our enemies have you just running around in little cul-de-sacs? And while you're playing with yourselves, they're destroying this country, but they're doing it in Washington, D.C., and in the capital of your state, and on your county board of supervisors, and in your city council meetings. That's where it's being done. My God, when are you going to wake up? Now, when are you going to start using what God gave you? God didn't give you a brain to atrophy inside your head and listen to the rumor mongers and the stupid jerks who want to steer you off in these weird directions so that you spend the rest of your life playing yourself in the backyard with your other little children friends instead of finding the truth and acting on it. Most of you, the biggest bunch of cowards I've ever experienced in my mind, you won't even make a phone call to find out something's true. And you're going to get what you deserve, because you don't deserve to live free when you're this stupid. You understand? People get to be slaves by being stupid and being cowardly and refusing to educate themselves, refusing to pursue the truth, preferring instead to follow the rumor mongers wherever they may lead you. I'm telling you right now, they're going to lead you right straight to hell. That's where you're going if you don't straighten your act up. Good night. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Annie Poon Allison. I love you.
There's no reason for you to lose your mind, 'cause I've seen something that's gonna change our time.